right, no need to go anywhere. We got the game on in front of us. It hasn't started yet. This is the discussion all day is if they don't get this one, oof. I don't know when they're going to win. That's where we are with the Sacramento Kings. If they don't get this one, I don't know when they're going to win.
I think, well, Brooklyn, they play Brooklyn twice. I'm not counting the losses at this point, but they play Brooklyn twice. But outside of those two Brooklyn games, I think this is the worst team they're going to play for the rest of the season. You got to win this one. I mean, even tonight, like, you still got Russ, DeMar, and Keegan. Like, you have a better team than Memphis is putting out there tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. I got to win this one. Before, I didn't think they were going to win this game against Memphis. I think they win tonight. I think it does end tonight.
16 straight games. Incredible.
Somebody was...
They will not get to 16 wins.
No.
Like, they won't get to 16 wins this year, but they've lost 16 in a row and counting.
Somebody asked me, I think yesterday or the day before yesterday, like, man, how'd it go so bad so quickly? I was like, I didn't think, you know, it would be this bad. And then we're watching games in November and early December, and it's like, oh yeah, these guys they're in a bad, bad way. Like, I don't know if they can get out of it either. That was the thing. They started so tough, you know, and had such a tough start to the season that they got in quicksand and couldn't get out of it, felt like. And this is 16 losses in a row. I don't even know if I saw that coming, though. Like, in one straight set of games. Because part of the 16 losses, I think, is like a Washington game in there.
Yeah.
And it's like, nah, they would at least get one of those games. But if they don't win tonight, they're going to be in a world of trouble.
On November 5th, they beat the Golden State Warriors to go to 3-5. They lost the next 8 games, and the season was over. That quickly.
Man.
3-5, and then 8 straight losses. For me, I mean, you're at 3-12 at that point. 13, excuse me. You're at 3-13. The season was over. That was on, they lost to the Grizzlies. That was 137-96 on November 20th. That's a 15-day span that this Sacramento Kings season ended. A 15-day span. And that's the same 15-day span that they lost by 31, lost by 27, lost by 13, lost by 33 to the Atlanta Hawks at the Golden 1 Center, lost by 14, lost by 13, 15, and then that Memphis game that we just referenced right there, which was 41 points in Memphis.
And the season was done, like you said. And here we are. On February
23rd. Then beat the Nuggets.
Yeah. Came back home, beat the Nuggets. And then the Minnesota game, that was the Malik Monk game. Remember when he dove for the ball out of bounds?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that was Malik. He had 22 that game.
Oh, man.
So, this was, but the season was over before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, oddly enough, I think that next game was the one the night before Thanksgiving against Phoenix, when LaVine is going at it with Psy Collective.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah,
it got toxic real quick.
That man was on podcasts. What a time! What Zach a LaVine time!
Told him to go home.
I don't think that's what he said. I think there was one more word in there. Oh, man. And haven't seen a win since January 16th. This is the last time this
January 16th. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Was that the Knicks game?
Nope. The Knicks game.
Oh, it was the Wizards.
That's right. They beat the Wizards. The Knicks game was January 14th. The Kings had won four in a row.
I looked at the standings.
And then said, that's it. We're out of here. Beat a playoff Rockets team. Beat a playoff Lakers team. Beat a playoff Knicks team. Beat the Wizards.
We have entered a new Zodiac sign. The Kings went a whole Zodiac sign without getting a win.
Oh, God. Wow. Wow.
They said the hell with Aquarius. They said the hell with you guys. You will not see the beam. Nothing.
Oh, the beam. You can't even light the beam no more. Like, it'd just be embarrassing. You can't light it.
It better be lit tonight. If they win, it better be lit. I'm going to be mad.
People out there throwing trash at the beam. Like, man, turn it off.
I'm trying to sleep around here.
And what tweet do you put up when you win for the first time in a month?
Oh, it's got to be an I'm back.
Oh, God. No, it's got to be... I don't know what it is. It better be something more smart-assy than that. Like, hey, never thought I'd see you again. Dude, you better do something to flex the fan base.
Oh, man. Yeah, I gotta. Yeah, the beam's got to be up, man. It's got to be up.
Boy, you're having a hell of a day over there. Beam's got to be up. All right. Well, you did say you were on steroids to start the show. He did say
that.
Well,
now the reverse effect, that's what I heard. That's what they always try to tell me.
I think that's when it's too many.
Oh, okay.
Too many steroids.
Oh, man. I don't know, though, man. They just tell me something crazy about Mountain Dew, too.
Well, I don't think the... I don't think the steroid thing is an urban legend. I think that was science.
Fair enough.
The Mountain Dew stuff was very much an urban legend. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
It might be true. I don't know.
It might be why I avoided Mountain Dew all these years.
I don't drink a lot of Mountain Dew. I got two kids.
Do you drink some?
It's been a while. It's been a few years. Mountain Dew good. Mountain Dew all right with me.
Really?
Yeah. It's not necessarily what I go to first. I remember when I was in high school, that's how I learned about this, because... That, I used to always get Mountain Dew. I used to go to the store and get me some Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's when I heard. They were like, don't do that. I didn't stop. I was like, all right, whatever.
Well,
but yeah,
two kids later.
Yeah.
Maybe. 12 years apart, but still, 2 years later. Delayed effect is what it was.
All right, here we go. Getting ready for tip-off at the... FedEx Forum.
See, I had to go Kenny here. We have the game on the TV.
And the hundreds of fans go wild.
Oh my God, there are seven people there. You think the Golden One Center is bad? We're gonna start giving away tickets to send people to Memphis.
The killer is, I think the get in price tonight is like $2.
This crowd is the equivalent of your local high school matchup, like at the Golden One Center.
There are more people at the Folsom McClatchy game that Casey was calling than this.
I apologize. No disrespect to Memphis. It is not $2 to get in. It's $4.
Oh. Well, shout out to Memphis because they were like, nah, we're good. I'm not paying $4 to watch the Sacramento Kings and GG Jackson.
Kings up 2-0. I think we've seen enough.
Let's call the game.
There's Max.
I'll say this, though. I'm looking at the schedule right now. And this is when you say certain places don't deserve a good team, Houston may be on that list.
What do you mean?
I understand they're playing the Kings.
You mean Memphis?
Houston. I understand they're playing the Kings, but right now you can get in for $7 to go see the Rockets play. This is a championship contender. What are we doing?
Yeah.
You just got Kevin Durant.
Yeah, but it feels Kings. Like they all kind of hate each other.
It's also the Kings.
This might have been a bad example, but was it... Did it cost you $7 to get in to see the Wizards that time during Beam Team once a year?
No. Yeah, no, Kenny's right. It doesn't matter if it's the Kings. If it's $7 to get into your basketball game, you don't really care.
That is a championship team.
You
at the very least, whether people think it's real or not.
Get that up to $50 at least.
Yeah, come on now.
$7 is crazy.
Memphis just missed like 47 shots in a row. They got 46 rebounds. Max got the last one. This game is going to be dreadful.
Yeah.
Russ is on the ground. I'm not sure why Russ is on the ground.
He tried an inverted spin move just now.
An inverted spin move?
Yeah. It wasn't even away from the defense. It was into the defense.
I'm going to be honest. Like, if I'm not sure what to do if they do lose this game.
We're
watching. Like, they're playing the Bad News Bears right now.
We just got a Keegan to Max alley-oop. That's what we just
that
got.
Might just be today's showtime.
A gig into Mac alley-oop.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you have to win this game.
Yeah, Memphis started the game 1-for-7.
Scottie Pippen is playing like he's his dad.
They're literally just, they got one. Cam Spencer got one down, but they're just jacking up threes.
Man, there's so many empty seats here, too.
Yeah, that's kind of, I mean, look.
More people at the Odyssey building than that game.
It's the pot and the kettle over here because Sacramento's pretty scarce. But,
I don't think Sacramento ever gets the points like the Grizzlies, like the way these teams do, like the Pelicans. I don't think it's ever that bad.
It's been Memphis pretty
game,
rough.
That Memphis game was tough. Hey.
Is that a precious
get that
block?
Out of here.
Is that precious?
Yeah. Precious with the block on GG Jackson.
Kings are up 8-5 right now. This is every bit of the debacle you think it is, that's what this game is.
Almost feels like a shame to watch this game.
How many more games do we have like this? I think we got...
Oh, there's going to be a few.
I don't put New Orleans in this category. Brooklyn, too, against Brooklyn.
You see DeJounte Murray's coming back?
He's on New Orleans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to remember words.
Yeah, that's what I was talking
about. Yeah. Good for him. Yeah. I mean, he missed all the last year with the Achilles on opening night, and then we're almost at the end of this year.
Yeah, they must just want to get him out there and let him
play a little bit.
Move a little bit.
Absolutely. You see people are starting to
back. Russ just collided with a courtside fan and just got doused.
And I was like Triple H spitting the water out right there.
Very much was. And now he's just sitting with her. Russ is hilarious. Russ just sitting there while they clean up the mess.
Oh man, did you see that?
Hopefully it's not wine, because I know that'd be awful.
That's tough to...
If it's water or whatever, like it's fine. But
I don't think they got water down there.
That's a good point. Well, you would know. Down there. How many players have run in? How many times have you spilled a drink on a player?
Yeah, we're doing serve courtside. What do they serve courtside?
Yeah, because I don't know.
A little bit of everything.
Only you and Jill Adge.
I've never, nobody's ever ran into me courtside. And what are you talking about? You spend like the entire Monarch's existence at courtside.
Oh, sweetie, that's a different courtside. the WNBA courtside in 2005? Very, very different.
You were courtside for Kobe's last game in Sacramento.
I was.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. See what I'm saying? Come on,
That was pretty fire.
That was the pass, though.
That was fire. I had two really, my only two courtside, like true courtside experiences. Kobe and Sac, LeBron's 55.
I was courtside this past Saturday with Sac State versus Idaho. Sac State didn't get the win. No, poor guys, they're just beat up. The guys who are out there playing, they're doing what they can, but... A lot of injuries. Saw coach.
Did they spill a whole bottle of wine? Because this is a hell of a cleanup going on here in Memphis. Maybe they're just looking for a reason to cancel the game. Like, hey,
we can't get it up. Too much wine. We can't. Well, pause. I mean,
You have to do something. I have no flag.
What do you want me to do?
Grab the flag. It's right there. It's right there. Like, you have to do something.
You are out of here.
Yeah, that's insane, dude. Like, get it together, Kenny. Jeez. I'm not even calling him KC's Kenny right now.
It's like your third infraction.
I'll grab my flag for tomorrow.
Well, I said, I mean, they can't call everything.
I think what happened is KC saw the flag in here. Is like, no, I'm just going to have me a day today. I'm just going to have
you're cooking.
Me.
But yeah, that was tough. Then now, Idaho caught him last chance you on their Instagram post.
I'm pretty sure Maxine Reynaud just had basket interference, and the refs were like, bro, let's just get the hell out of here. Let's just get this game over with.
Somebody count the whistles in this game. It's gotta be a season low. I'm positive
Maxine Reynaud touched that basketball.
It's going to have to be a season low.
And with all of that, it's a tie game.
Memphis started 1 of 8.
Memphis was just vibing out, throwing shots up to start the game.
Memphis thought they were a shoot-around, just getting shots up.
Oh, man.
13-10 right now. I think maybe, was that,
that Keegan? That was Keegan right there. Sharp
Keegan.
Shooter.
Keegan. Murray. This Derek game. White showed some love to the Keegan Murray chant. Did you see that, Jesse?
Who? Yeah, he was on a podcast, was it, right?
Yeah, he was like, man.
You said who?
Derek White.
He's like, him and Anthony Simons are like, yo, it's lit in Sacramento, man. And in that Keegan Murray chant, that's probably like the coolest chant in all the NBA. It's really cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm glad we have Derek White.
At least somebody saying night things.
Yeah. Lord knows we're not going to. This is, we're headed to a timeout.
I got a story to tell you during the break.
This is admittedly dreadful. It's 15-12. The Kings are up 3 with 6:55 left in the first. We're just trying. We know you don't want to watch this stuff, so we got you. Hang out with D'Lo and Casey because we got a 5 o'clock game later this week. We got a 5:30 game this week, so you could just hang with us at least for a little bit. We can't help you through the whole game, but.
Yeah, tap in with it. This game kind of reminds me, and I think this is way over. This is crazy. This is overpriced. But if you can make it, we should have a D'Lo and KC day at the Golden One Arena when the Kings take on the Brooklyn Nets. We're not paying for anything. Just if you're there, we're there.
Okay. Is that like a $5 ticket?
No, it's not, which is crazy. The get-in price right now is $27. Is it Hello Kitty night or something like that?
I think they had Hello Kitty night already.
Yeah, that's crazy. But I only say that to say because I was thinking like, damn, who would go to this game? Grizzlies, Kings.
I got you. Yeah, I got you.
Now I was like, what games do the Kings have like
you
that less?
Have to come off that $27.
For $4, you can catch me at Grizzlies, Kings if I lived in Memphis.
Yeah,
for like $4. Yeah, like what else?
Would you go to Would you go to Kings Nets for $27?
I don't. I got something that day. Maybe 20.
That extra $7 is just too much. You've gone too far. That price, that get-in price is more than a Rockets game.
That $4 at the Grizzlies game might get me courtside, too. That 27 is still getting me section 203, row X at the Kings game.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Damn.
I love our company. So shout out to our man Andy Hawk, who's getting a promotion in the building. That was, in fact, the news. Andy spoiled it by posting it on his Instagram account.
I saw the boss's email,
the boss had to send out a tweet like, hey, so I know a lot of you probably already saw the
it's like we had a whole thing planned.
Oh, that's great. Leave it up to Andy to spoil his own surprise.
Shout out Andy, man.
Never saw it coming.
Oh, brother.
That'll be funnier later.
Oh, wait a minute. I said, wait, what did you say?
Hey.
Come on. Hey. Come on. That ain't never get old, though.
Hey, how do we feel about this video game circle?
I liked it.
You did?
I liked it. I was okay with it. I was okay. And then,
this isn't hockey. Like, I don't know that we need that.
You're right.
It was, and maybe I'll just get used to it. It was really distracting in the Orlando game.
It should be on an alternate feed.
Okay.
I do believe that. It doesn't need to be on the main telecast, but if you're on the app or if you're watching it on the computer, hey, click on this to see the interactive broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it looks a little silly.
It looks really bad because there's no one in the stands. So you're just like, yeah, this is a video game. This is an empty arena match. This is halftime heat all over again.
Yeah, but I'm saw and I was like, I told Reese, I said, look what they're doing. They're doing it like it's 2K. And I was like, I liked it. I just, it probably doesn't need to be on the main broadcast.
Yeah. 17-14 right now. It's going to be a slugfest here between the Sacramento Kings.
Subs haven't come in yet
and the
either.
Memphis Grizzlies.
That's
Maxine,
when it all goes to hell.
Maxine got 6 and 5 already. They're feels like they're making an effort to get him the ball. Look, he's already complaining like Domas. This is great. This is terrific. Domas, multi-time All-NBA player, he's already complaining like Domantas Sabonis.
Here goes Neek. Neek in the game. All right, man, come on, Subs. Hold it together.
So now we'll see what this young guy, the fluidity and the brand of basketball these guys are playing with as Neek steps out there. And I didn't see, and we may have missed this. Is Killian Hayes a fact in uniform?
I think I just saw him on the bench.
Okay, because I would think.
I did.
Just throw him out there for Russ, right?
Yeah, I would think so. Now, I watch a lot of basketball. I don't think I know these Grizzlies that are on the floor. I know, obviously.
Well, wait
Jaylen
till the
Wells.
Circle gets underneath them. Then it'll
Here
tell
we go.
You.
Who's this?
Look, even the screen doesn't know.
Rupert. Small.
Who's
small
Rupert?
Rupert back
that's, not,
small.
That's not his name. That's one of the generic ones. They haven't filled out that name yet.
The Grizzlies are winning 18-17. This is a travesty.
I know Jaylen Wells and Gigi Jackson. That's it. And Gigi's not even on the court.
Gigi's
right
not
now.
On the floor.
Not too many Ruperts out there in the world still.
There isn't. There's DeRozan. He got a bucket for you.
Was that a black Rupert, too?
That was. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, get the ball back to that guy. I need to know who 21
small.
Is.
No,
yeah, no. The small Rupert. These are just generic names.
So
these
far,
are not real people.
So far, no one has touched the ball except for Small and Rupert. I think Jaylen Wells just took a shot. But, yeah, it's been a two-man game between Rupert and Small.
Yeah, we tried our best. We just couldn't stop Rupert tonight. He went for 30.
Yeah, there's Rupert again.
Hey, you see Max just complained again.
Come on, man. He's getting in his bag now.
No, I'm telling you, he just complained again.
Max will complain, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious. Do you think... Hammer and I had a thought on Devin Carter. Do you think he played himself out of the rotation after that performance?
He might have. I hope he didn't.
Golden
though.
Center.
Wow. I hope he didn't. Just because, I mean,
let it go. You gotta let him go. Let him be free.
The signing of Killian Hayes might have signaled something like that.
Yeah, that was actually my first thought too.
Yeah, but I. If it is about...
And then get Neek out of that, God bless him, position. I hate that they have him doing that.
But I thought if this whole thing was about, like, hey, let the young guys work through their stuff, and he had a bad game, or it was a lot of bad decision-making. Go in the film room, go on the practice floor, and get him back out there again on the next game. You know? Unless he did something outside of basketball, said something, or had any type of... behavioral issues. That one game shouldn't get him out of the rotation.
But Doug can't really afford any much more of those, can he? Like, Doug, we don't know what it's looking like for next season, but like, Doug Christie is still trying to win ball games and trying to at least make something out of whatever the last 25 games can be. You can't really afford a player going, oh yeah, it's Devin Carter time in the fourth quarter, just because, like, you're kind of toeing the line right here, Phils.
No, you're right, but I mean, give him more than one game to correct that.
But do you think it was just one, or was that just the most egregious one?
That was the one where he didn't make any shots. I've seen him do that a couple of different times, and he made the shot. So it's like, oh, look at Devin Carter. Like, maybe he should have been playing anyway.
But is Dep? Okay, I got a question.
Okay,
I'll ask it. It is a barn burner here in Memphis.
Oh, Malik in the game. Let's go.
It's 21-20 with 2 and some change left. We're watching the game with you. We're talking Kings basketball here with Dylan with KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. K Killian Hayes is on the floor for the first time as the Sacramento King right now, as the Kings are up 27-22 with 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Our man Jay on the line here at 916-909-1320. What's up, Jay?
How you doing tonight, guys?
Good, man. How you doing?
All right. You know, I called the other night. I asked D'Lo, you weren't there, KC, about Keegan and, you know, how Doug Christie maybe sees him.
Mm-hmm.
But what I wanted to bring up now is, you know, the pick sixes, you know, the pick'ems. No site mentioned, whatever site.
Gotcha.
Well done.
But between, you know, these sites or whatever and these teams that are, you know, in the bottom and they got these young guys,
mm-hmm.
man, there are picks that you can pick and get. You know, tonight, you know, Malik Monk, 1.5 threes. Maxine Renaud has hit his rebound thing probably 6-8 games in a row.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to ask you about that as far as this little part of enjoying sports,
yeah,
and pick-ems and things like that, how you look into things right now between these lower teams.
Yeah, Jay, I think that's a great question, Jay, because I don't think it's as little of a thing as you might think it is. When we were talking about tanking, that's one of the first things we pointed to. Now, sometimes, it might not be applicable, Jay, but like when we say Vegas, like that's what we're referring to.
Mm-hmm.
We're referring to the books. We're referring to the sites. We're referring to the apps. We're referring to that stuff. And, you know, when you have a player who's ruled out, it's like, okay, like that's one thing you navigate. But when you have a situation where, you know, guys are getting rested for entire quarters or not playing for entire quarters, you know, that becomes a different thing. And when it becomes a regular thing, it's that, I think, gets people's attention. And then when it comes to like Max and Malik and players who are playing just on a bad team, you just choose wisely.
Yeah, one of the things he talked about was Malik 1.5 threes. I always go over with Malik threes. I don't always win, but well, I always feel like he's gonna make more than one and a half threes.
He just hit one at the buzzers or buzzer ish as the Kings are up 33-25.
Well, man, 8-point lead going into the second.
When
quarter.
Was the last time the Kings had an 8-point lead?
They were up.
Was it the Magic game or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, they were up.
They were, did they have an 8-point lead against Orlando?
Like 10, it disappeared real quick, but they had one.
Yeah. I do not remember an 8-point lead against Orlando.
He probably hadn't turned the game on yet. It was early.
Oh, okay.
That checks out. It was early.
That checks out.
But, you know, with these, you have to be responsible, obviously. And you got to make sure that you know, you have all the information in front of you. But I would like to think, you know, I play the numbers, as the old school people would say,
mm-hmm.
playing pretty responsibly. And it adds another layer to watching a game. You know what I mean? If you don't really care about the outcome of the game, or if it's, you know, two bad teams that the game doesn't really matter. Yeah, man, is Maxine Renaud going to get 7 rebounds or not? I'll tap in a little bit, or I'll pay some type of attention to see if he's going to get that. If he's going to get 7 and I say more and we're 4 minutes to go in the game and he's got 6, mm-hmm. Let me tap in, see if we can get that extra. It adds a little bit more to the game, and that's probably at its best, you know, in the best case scenario. It gets real crazy, especially not only with the way it can ruin people's lives, but also how they treat these players.
Yeah, we saw
that. When
they
don't get that type of stuff.
Yeah, we saw that with Russ, mm-hmm. his wife, a couple mm-hmm. of days ago.
Yeah.
The Kings were up 28-18 at the end of one. I do remember that.
Mm.
What blocked it out was they got beat by 19 in the second quarter. So, kind of missed it. 46-27
second quarter.
Yeah, 46-27. Also, what stood out more about that game wasn't the 10-point lead; it was the 10 points that they scored in the fourth quarter.
Jeez, so, that's
forgive me.
That's not okay either.
It's not, man. But it's reality, and that's just where things are with this Kings basketball team. It's 33-25 at the end of one. Precious has got six. Keegan Murray's got five. Maxine Raynaud, he has eight. He's 4 or 5, 8 points, 6 rebounds, 3 complaints to the officials. We're seeing our first minutes of Killian Hayes as well.
If you guys are just joining us, after seeing who's playing for Memphis, this should be the night. Come on, man. The losing streak should stop tonight.
Memphis is 3 of 12 from three-point range. Mm. And Neek Clifford is 0 for 1, like, under the basket. That man just... Like, there, when I tell you that man missed a layup. Oh, that wasn't Neek. That was Killian. I'm sorry.
I thought it was Neek.
No, I think it was Killian. Unless the camera just went to Killian.
Killian just fouled somebody. So I think
Okay. Then that was definitely Neek who rolled that ball off the rim like that.
That was tough.
Yeah, that's it. When I tell you it was a missed layup, it was a missed layup.
He's got his own money. Oh, man. But this Grizzlies team. Bless their heart. Oh, Showtime. Ooh, Showtime. Oh, get on your feet. Get on your feet. Okay. Malik to Precious. Let's go. Let's go. It's Showtime. It's Showtime in Memphis.
Yeah, it's 35-30. I just want to point that out to everybody. It's 35-30 as Dick Vitale over here goes nuts over a second quarter alley-oop. You didn't even see the Keegan to Max alley-oop in the first quarter.
Oh, man. But this got to be you got to win this game, man. The streak has to end tonight.
Who's we mentioned that there's it's a good week for alternative broadcasting here with D'Lo and KC. These next two 5-5-30, they get a little tougher. I mean, you've got the Houston Rockets coming up on Wednesday, second night of a back-to-back. They'll be in Dallas, mm-hmm. that little Texas two-step. Mm-hmm. That's their basketball this week. I don't think they play again till Sunday, if I have that right. Yeah.
Is that the Lakers game?
Sunday they are in Los Angeles to take on the Lakers. Then they'll come back home, and that's the Phoenix game that we've talked about a couple of times.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is –
Chicago's going to be here coming up soon, Indiana, Charlotte.
Because if you don't get this one, this will be 17, looking at 18, 19, I think 20.
Well – Let's flip the script as the Kings are up 9 now with 9 minutes left in the half. Let's flip the script a little bit. This gives, let's say they do win.
Yeah.
You get win number 13, you break the streak.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Indiana coming up in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana, I think, lost both games
to Washington.
To Washington. Which I'll pull it up right now so I don't have to speculate, but it kept them at, was it 15 wins?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're 15-43, and you talk about a ultimate tank off. That game, if Sacramento is in the vicinity of 13-14 wins, Indiana's in the vicinity of 15-16 wins, that could be a game where Killian Hayes sits. All we know is Russell Westbrook and DeMar DeRozan are going to start this game, but man, it could be the Stockton squad out there playing.
Well, we have an update to the sorry teams left schedule.
Okay,
remember it was always 11 games against mm-hmm. the sorry teams. You needed to go 3-8. I think they played like 4 or 5 of those.
Oh, games. My God. Killian Hayes has 3 personal fouls already.
Damn.
His career as a Sacramento King is less than 3 minutes old. I guess, hey, shout out to my man. He hasn't played an NBA game in a year, and he's just getting.
He's not used to the hand-checking rules nowadays.
He's just testing out the officials.
Now we stand at 3, 5, 6, 7, 8. You got one with Indiana, 2 with the Nets, one with the Jazz, one with Dallas, and one with Memphis, which will go away today. Yeah, I don't think you're beating Brooklyn both times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure you're not beating New Orleans at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're beating Dallas, and I don't think you're beating Utah. So you should still be safe. Because you got one with – you're going to win one against Indiana. You're going to win one against Brooklyn. I think you're going to win tonight.
I'm sorry. Did you say there's two against Indiana?
One.
Oh, there's just one. Oh, okay. Two against – okay.
You're going to win tonight, so that's one.
So you got them wins. Beating the Pacers in that tank off at the Golden One.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, you know, if you win – if you split with Brooklyn, that's that 3-8 I said you needed to go.
No, there you have it.
Yeah.
The secret to finishing with the worst record in the league, which I am certain they are going to do. They are going to finish with the worst record in the league.
They are three games clear of Indiana right now.
And they play Indiana. Brooklyn will be interesting because that's twice. And again, we go with the hypothetical of if tonight is the night that the streak ends, that gives them their 13th win.
Yeah.
And it makes those games against Indiana and Brooklyn a little more interesting.
Yeah.
Those three games against Indiana and Brooklyn.
And I think that's where it ends. Now, Washington has 16. New Orleans has 16, too. But
they're done with Washington.
They're done with Washington.
And they got the one against the Pelicans.
Yeah. They got two against the Pelicans.
Two against the Pelicans.
Which I think they'll lose both. New Orleans got a lot of talent, man.
They really do.
Yeah, they got a lot of talent.
Like, they shouldn't be a 16-win basketball team.
I don't think so either. Yeah, I feel like worst-case scenario, they should be more like where Dallas and Memphis are. Dallas has 20 wins. Memphis has 21. And that's where New Orleans should be worst-case. But, I mean, it's 16 wins, two of them against the Kings. They've just had a terrible season.
Mm.
Terrible, terrible season.
You got six teams. This has to be one of the worst NBA seasons in recent memory. There's six teams with wins in the teens. And when you're approaching 60 games into the season,
Man. And
that's the case, that's incredible. You have Dallas at 20, Memphis at 21.
Yeah.
I'm sure there have been. This just feels excessively bad.
Yeah, I mean, these teams like the Kings, Brooklyn, and Indiana, where they're at, those guys specifically, where they're at this part in the season, 12 wins for the Kings?
Last year, there were three teams in the teens. Mm-hmm. The year prior, there were two.
Hmm.
Now, of course, there's more games to be played. That number's going to change.
I think we'll end up having three.
Yeah, I mean, because Utah is already at 18, right? Utah is going to win a couple of more games. The question is, I think the Pelicans will get to 20. Will Washington get to 20?
That's a good question.
And then if those three teams do, there's your three teams that don't get to 20 wins: Brooklyn, Indiana, and Sacramento.
And I don't think Washington gets to 20.
No?
Nah. Nah.
16-40, yeah.
Bro, Memphis.
they don't look like this is so bad. Like, they don't look like a professional basketball team. Like, I'm going to tell you, we're going to wrap up. Like, we have some we'll probably get out of here at, like, halftime. I have no desire to go home and turn this on. Like, look at that. Like, are you serious? Even the officials are like, hey, I'm not calling this. I want to leave. I want to go to Graceland. Get me out of here.
Scottie Pippen Jr. just threw up some mess. Just threw it up. Now the Kings have gotten ripped like three times in a row now. That's going to be a clear path.
Malik.
That's going to be a clear path. This is going to be potentially a three-point game. Well, Kings were up 9 just a little while ago.
Yeah, they were. It's 43-36 right now with 7 minutes left. This is where, like, I just don't know. I have such a difficult time trying to figure out, and maybe I shouldn't, what's going to happen with Doug.
That's tough. I mean, man, I hope he does, but if it gets to 20, like, how does he survive that? The year Detroit lost 28.
Well, what if it's 28 out of 30? 28 out of 29.
You're right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, some of these, and this this stretch has made you forget about that 2 week stretch that we referenced earlier, mm-hmm. where they lost by 41, 33, 27.
Yeah.
Like, that happened too. That was this year.
Yeah.
All of that's on Doug's watch. Yeah, I don't know how much to blame him for it, but it's his watch. It's right. his time.
And the thing that I think about, though, in my defense, if I was a defense attorney for Doug Christie, is like, hey, man, these guys, they're just not good enough. Like, I don't know if a different coach could have came in here and had different results, drastically different results, maybe a game or two here or there. But I don't know. I don't know if anybody else would have had a different – different result.
That's what you'd say as a defense attorney. Like, do you think someone could have come in and done a better job than Doug could have?
Mm-hmm. And I don't think so. I don't think so. And it's interesting because you have vets on there. You know, you have guys that are proven in this league in the rotation. You had at least like three or four of them every single night. And you weren't able to have a better outcome than what you had when you were 3-13. Didn't feel like that team should be 3-13 at that point. Now, mind you, they were missing Keegan Murray.
Yeah.
Then immediately they were missing Domantas Sabonis.
That's right. Yep.
So I think that has to play a role in it as well. But yeah, it feels like they, at that point, they just kind of lost all life. Well, there's a game we're talking about.
Yeah, it's 43-40. So a new little element that I must have missed in these massive trash games that we've been watching for the last three. The little circle will switch to a key stat. I don't know if anyone's caught that.
No. What?
So it goes from, you know, Pippen Jr. to four steals. So Scottie Pippen Jr. has four steals. What it doesn't tell you is Scottie Pippen has four steals in like the last four possessions.
Damn, all on my boy Malik Monk too, it feels like.
Every single one of them.
Man.
Every single
one of them.
Well, then
they always just, they kind of just bring back.
And the crowd goes wild in Memphis. It's a one-point game.
Oh, there goes Gigi.
The hundreds of people there are on their feet.
Where's T. Morant at?
Even he's not showing. What would T. Morant be there for? Hell, where's Ja? Is Ja there?
I don't think so. Elbow injury.
I've seen Mike Woodson and Bobby Jackson, but I haven't seen Ja Morant.
Ja actually does a good job of showing up when he's not playing. He was in Sacramento the last week or the week before last. Who's 32?
Well, look, you got to look at the circle. Is that Rupert?
That might be.
Is that Rupert?
Is it? Come on, turn around. Yeah, that's Rupert. That's Rupert. So who the hell is 32? I ain't never seen him before.
It's a guy named Rupert. Shout out to him. He's an NBA player.
But see, they don't always have the circle. Like, why'd they turn it off?
Maybe they didn't know who it was. Maybe Killian Hayes don't have his own circle yet. Oh, no, now it's off. Now they turned the circle off.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really gone.
And then in the second half the other night, no, good pass.
Oh, my God. I think he threw it to Ja Morant. Tell me, is that Ja?
That's got to be Ja with the hood on.
Did he just throw the ball to Ja Morant? On cue.
Oh, Clayton Jr., Florida, stand up. Then they go, and I like this feature, too. Once again, it probably should just be a different feed, but they show the shot chart in the second half.
Where do they do that?
On the broadcast, they show a live shot chart. No, in that
I remember that. I didn't like that either.
You weren't feeling it?
I didn't like that either.
Everything's better than that camera view they had last year.
Oh, my God. That was so bad.
The rafters view.
That was so bad.
Oh, man.
Absolutely dreadful. It is 48-42 right now. Kings up 6. Scratch that 3-point made. Kings up 3, 48-45 right now as Precious Achiuwa leads the way with 14 points and 10 rebounds.
Damn.
In his 17 minutes so far.
Precious Elijah one out here. What the hell?
Told you that boy earned a contract.
Sheesh.
That boy has earned a contract. 6 offensive rebounds.
Yeah, at one point,
Precious.
At one point, the Kings had a 17-2 advantage in second chance points.
You know where this is so bad.
Oh, good move, Keegan.
The Kings with 10 turnovers so far here in the first half. The Memphis Grizzlies with 5.
This game is.
It's the bad news Bears out here, 52-45.
Just turning the ball over left and right, both teams. Oh, man.
We told you, don't bother tuning in. We've got you covered. This game is actually hilarious. No, I don't think it's supposed to be. I genuinely.
I'm cracking up.
It's like when you sit down to watch a drama, but you wind up laughing the whole time. This is.
And he made that.
And he did.
Oh, man. No, I'm going to have to watch the rest of this game. And I'm going to have to watch it, too, because I got to see the moment when they break this losing streak. It's happening tonight, guys.
Oh, well, get the camera on some people. There might be some tears. get the camera on the right people. People will cry. Yeah, it's 52-47 right now. The Kings are up, looking to end a 16-game losing streak. I really think I was telling Kenny, I can't even remember if this was on the show or during the commercial, Precious has earned a contract. I would love for him to play for the Sacramento Kings next year, mm-hmm. but he's like, I don't know how anyone watches him and goes, nah, he can't be he can be a useful part of our team.
I agree. And especially one of these better teams.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, hey, we can have him out there for
I'm a be
14
honest,
minutes a night.
I didn't really understand why he wasn't in the league to begin with, mm-hmm. but I just figured that's beyond my basketball acumen. He's a good basketball player.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
He's a good basketball player. Like, I get why he's not a Knick anymore. Like, I could put that together.
To be honest with you.
They like
Ubaselli's cool. Well, no, that was a shot at Cat.
It was not.
That was a shot at Cat.
I said he could shoot threes.
Cat helped bring him back the other night, too.
I flipped on, you know, because today's kind of like one of those days where it's like, or not even one of those days, like one of those weeks where it's like, what kind of content can we give? King's got 3 games. Like, we'll see what we can get out of all of that from talking about a bad basketball team. It's like, what's First Take talking about? And the lower third was this Cat I can't remember the exact wording, but the essence was this Cat take too much heat for what's going on in New York.
Yes.
And I thought, okay.
Thought about that today.
All right. Did you?
Yeah.
Did Stephen A talk it over?
No, I don't talk to Stephen A. But I think about Jesse saying, yeah, Cat's going to be out of there if they don't make it. How's this Cat's fault?
Well, that's the thing. It's got to be somebody's fault.
Doesn't have to be Cat's fault, but that's the easiest avenue, I think, to get what you need.
Well, the easiest avenue they picked last year, and they went in a unique direction to top that. And it's like, well, what are we going to do? Fire another coach? No, it's going to be one of the players' fault.
Cat did play well in the conference finals last year, definitely. But I like, what are you getting from Mike Helmbridges or OG? I think Cat is kind of the big fish where it's like, if I want to Giannis or someone else, you go that way.
I think the Mikal Bridges move was the one that messed the Knicks up because you didn't have to do that. I think you could have been in the exact same spot without making that deal.
Maybe.
I mean, it doesn't hurt you to have him, but it does hurt your asset. Jesse's saying we got to end the show, so it doesn't even matter.
They beat Boston's ass.
Kings are up 55-50 with 2 minutes left in the half. We'll recap the whole game tomorrow. Beginning with the jump, Kyle Mattson, Jesse Tapia, 7 a.m. here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Kings. Tonight's the night. Light the beam.